Bordeaux, Daniel T., 1835 to 1905, and Marion Elizabeth, 1842 to 1929. A pioneer bilingual evangelist, Daniel Bordeaux was brought up in a French-speaking Baptist community in northern Vermont and converted to Sabbatarian Adventism in 1856 through the agency of his brother, Augustin C. Bordeaux, who had converted shortly before. For almost 5 decades, Daniel Bordeaux preached from Massachusetts to California in the United States, and also in Canada and Europe. Of particular note were his pioneering work in Quebec, together with his brother, groundbreaking work in California with John N. Loughborough, 1868 to 1870, and 2 missionary journeys to Europe, 1876 to 1878 and 1883 to 1887. James White said of the Bordeaux brothers in 1857 that they love and obey the present truth, and they most ardently desire to teach it to the French people. However, for a variety of reasons, for many years the Bordeaux brothers worked mainly with English-speaking communities and only sporadically with French speakers in the United States and Canada. For Daniel Bordeaux, the turning point came in December 1872 with the publication of Testimony for the Church, No. 22, in which Ellen White called for greater efforts to reach foreign language groups and specifically chided the Bordeaux brothers for their poor response to the need for French books and tracts. Publicly acknowledging these reproofs and instructions in a letter to the Review, Daniel Bordeaux immediately set about writing and translating, and a few months later, in September 1873, embarked on a challenging mission to reach French-speaking communities in Wisconsin and Illinois. In 1875, Ellen White affirmed his pioneering efforts. Brother Bordeaux stood nobly amid opposition such as our brethren have no knowledge of. With this encouragement, Daniel Bordeaux's course was set. For the remainder of his life, his focus was on evangelism among French-speaking populations in Europe, Canada, and the United States. There were gaps when, for a while, he worked mainly with English speakers, but, as he put it, at such times he felt like a fish out of water. Daniel and Marion Bordeaux, née Saxby, had a good personal relationship with Ellen and James White. Daniel later recalled the occasion when, about 1860, on meeting the Whites, Brother White flung his arms around me, saying, "Look unto us as with your father and mother." Although Ellen White on many occasions reproved Daniel Bordeaux for specific weaknesses, he still remained to her a much respected fellow laborer, as she addressed him in an 1885 letter. She also had high regard for Marion, who often traveled with Daniel and supported him in his work. Sister Bordeaux has been a laborer of no little influence, a treasure of greater value than finest gold, Ellen exclaimed in 1875 after learning of Marion's work with Daniel in Illinois and Wisconsin. "Would to God," she continued, "we had 100 women consecrated to the work, going forth as missionaries."